Hey everybody, it's Mindy here. This week's episode is about hay and a wedding in the hay. Now here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you thirsty for a new way to stay hydrated? Introducing Digital Water, the refreshing innovation for the digital age. With just a tap on your phone, quench your thirst with digital water straight from the virtual oasis.
Digital freshness.
No more lugging around heavy bottles or searching for a drinking fountain. Digital water is just a download away. Stay refreshed, revitalized, and ready to conquer the digital world with digital hydration. Download digital water today and make every sip count.
I have no idea.
What?
Sounds like you're a hillbilly now.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Hell, I ain't got no teeth myself. Do what now?
I'm getting over here.
Bye. Hello.
Well, hi, how are you?
Just fine, who is this?
Yeah, hi. Hi, this is Pete. How are you doing, buddy?
Who?
Pete McClintock. I just moved into town. I live near the post office.
Oh, what post office are you talking about?
The one in you big dummy.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm hoping you don't mind that I said that. That was kind of rude. I apologize for calling you a big dummy.
Oh, that's all right. Don't feel bad about that. I get them scam calls all the time.
Oh, no, you're only like a regular sized dummy.
Sounds like you're a hillbilly now.
Oh, yeah, I was born on the backside of a pig shitting. That's what I say.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
No, that's over.
But that's the way. Well, that boy might say, we all got to be dumb and get along with each other.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think we could get along real good. I have a question for you there, old boy. What's your name?
Junior Titwood.
Sorry, Junior Titwood?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm Pete, and I understand that you're looking to do some odd jobs. I've got a little bit of an odd job for you, my friend.
Yeah, that'll work.
Do what now?
Yeah, we do odd jobs.
Okay. What's the oddest job you've ever done, just so I can kind of gauge my oddness?
You mean, well, we do firewood, we mow yards, and do all yard work, you know.
What kind of odd job you got?
But well, you need done, but I can tell you whether you used to do it or not.
Oh yeah, no, I got a lot of odd jobs that I need to be done. Some of them include, some of them include yard work.
Okay.
I got some trees that need to be, some hedges that need to be trimmed.
Okay.
Yeah, so you think you can, you know, fix to come down here and sort that out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Also, like my grass, my lawn is ridiculous. It's kind of out of control, and I don't have a lawnmower.
Well, we can take care of that problem, too.
Yeah. But those aren't odd jobs. Those are just regular, normal things that people would ask another person to do.
We do that. That's what we do all summer, mow yards and weed it and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm about to take a bride. Like, she's an African woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's from the country of Namibia.
Okay.
And her father is a prince in Namibia.
A prince.
Yeah, he's a prince in Namibia. And I want to be on my best, you know, put my best foot forward for this wedding and everything. He already disapproved of my previous best man. And in
what now?
He didn't approve of my first choice for best man.
Who
so,
didn't approve?
Her father, the Prince of Namibia.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's up to you.
Yeah, so I was kind of hoping that you might, You might do that for me. I'll buy the suit and everything, and you know, pay to have your hair cut and beard trimmed and everything. You know, make you look the part. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, we can talk it over when I get to meet you face to face. We can talk it over in if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm looking for a best man. I'm looking for a best man for my wedding.
All right, yeah, I got a son. He'd be a good dude.
Do what now?
I got a son. He'd be a good man for your wedding too.
Okay. Now I there's a couple of things. The prince is very particular. How tall are you?
Me, I'm 5'6".
5'6"? Okay. And how tall is your son?
He's probably a little bit taller than me. Hey, go ahead, Jesse.
I'm about 5'7".
Hey, go ahead, Jesse. He's about 5'7". I say it's twin brothers, say about 5'7", too. He weighs more than Glenn does.
Okay. And do you have an even or odd number of teeth? It's a Namibian thing.
Teeth?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got no teeth myself.
Oh.
My son, he ain't got no teeth. But what about Jesse? He got his teeth? Oh, no, neither one of us ain't got no teeth. Oh, he's got false teeth. Oh, okay. He's got false teeth, my son. Jesse has.
Okay. False teeth. That'll do. Okay. Thank you for letting me know this. And how old are you guys? Just
me, I'm 76. My son's is 47.
Okay, your sons are 47. That's actually perfect because I'm 45, and my bride to be is 22. She's a late bloomer in Namibian culture. They usually marry much much earlier than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're at 18, married. Boop, gone.
Well, my grandpa got married when he was only, his wife was 13 when she got married. My grandpa, I think he was about 17 or 18.
I have a question for you. This unrelated to the wedding or anything, but I feel like we're connecting. We're really getting along. When was the last time you had a glass of water?
Me? Just a while ago.
Okay, that's good. That's good. It's important to stay hydrated. That's what all the healthcare professionals tell me. You know, it's real important to stay hydrated. So good for you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. So so basically, you guys are okay to do this job?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting head trim and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We'll trim your hair. We'll trim your beard. You know, dress you up for the occasion, get you a nice suit fitted and everything.
Well, I don't have a beard.
Okay, well, that works too. We'll give you a nice clean shave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about your son there?
Well, one of them's got a beard, and my other son, one's got the false teeth, he don't have no beard.
Okay, okay. So I think that I could do all three, like have all three of you. As my best men for the wedding, and sir, because you're the most senior of the three, you would be the bestest best man.
Yep.
Okay. So you're cool with that?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That's great. I'm really looking forward to this because the last best man. Was my friend Jeremy. He was he was my best friend for years and years. And, we went to Namibia. Oh, and that's another thing. Are your vaccinations and everything up to date? Like, are you guys okay to travel to Namibia?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, no, not Libya, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, because, why not? Is there, underlying health concern or something?
Well, my health is not perfect, but I never was much for traveling.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'll pay for the tickets to get you to Namibia.
Still are.
Namibia, and we'll meet the prince.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here, sir.
Well, we got cut off.
No, everything's fine. We're right here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Must be my phone got kicked off or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho, so we'll fly you to Namibia, right? And we'll get you to meet the in-laws. The thing is that the prince met my previous in-laws, previous best man. And when he didn't approve of him, of Jeremy, he had him executed. So, like, this is like a potential risk. But you guys sound really cool, so I think you'd be really cool with it. You guys sound like really nice, salt of the earth people.
Yeah.
So, are you all cool with that? Like, are you going to travel to Namibia, you know, with me?
My two sons said they would travel.
Okay.
That's what they told me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be great. So, what you'll do is you'll be the best man. And is there a son that you like less than the other?
Do what now?
I mean, if it really came down to it, and the prince was like, didn't approve, let's say, of you guys, you said your sons are twins, right? Is there one that you don't like?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Like, my question is, like, if you had to go on living the rest of your life without one of your sons, which one would it be?
I didn't hear you. Hello?
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
My phone keeps cutting in and out.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
The question was, if you had to live without one of your sons for the rest of your life, which one would you pick to, you know, go away forever?
I guess it'd be Glenn.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty fucking dark, dude.
I know. I won't do about none of them, though.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, anywho, yeah. So I'm going to be marrying my Namibian bride, and you're going to be the best man, the senior best man, and your two sons are going to come with me to Namibia. That's in Africa, by the way. And we're going to go meet the prince of Namibia together. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. So as their father figure, do you give them the approval to go?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to need you to tell them what I told you, though, about the prince and how, you know, he may have to execute one of them.
Yeah.
So tell them to be on their best behavior for me, okay?
He's gone right now. He's not here right now.
Yeah?
I put it on speaker. It cuts in and out. It cuts off.
Which is the one that isn't here? Is that Glenn that's on his way out?
Do what?
Do what now? Your son, yeah. Glenn. It's Glenn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just having some Namibian chili right now. It's really good. It's made with goat meat. I was very irresponsible. I didn't eat my meal before I started the show. Do you know what execute means, sir?
You are.
Do you know what the word execute means?
It's unwrapped, speaker, man. Keeps cutting off. Oh.
You guys sound like you're inside a potato.
I know, just spoke to you. I put it on loudspeaker and you can't hardly hear nothing.
Yeah.
It goes on and on.
Wonder why.
I just want to keep cell phones, I guess.
Yeah, so do you want to meet me at the post office in 20 minutes?
Well, I couldn't right now.
You're good.
Not you, but like your sons. Like I can meet both of your sons?
Well, I don't know where he's at right now.
Meet me.
Sorry, what did the meat flaps in the background say?
Hey, meet me.
Oh, then you meet him.
Okay.
Well, we got cut off again. You hear
All right.
Me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
This phone keeps cutting in and out. I don't know what to make it do that. When it shows up, I put it on the loudspeaker, it does that.
Who's he at? Where we meet behind our post
office? I'm standing, like, right now. I'm in the, you know, the post office right in town?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right behind the post office right now.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
I'm looking for unused stamps in the dumpster.
Oh.
Railroad.
It's yeah, Aiden. Yeah, that's right.
I know that he dug open. That's where we're at.
No, you don't. Bound, homie. Where you at now?
I'm at the post office in town. I'm right behind the post office right now on my cell phone.
Oh. I don't know if it's your phone or mine. It keeps cutting it off for some reason.
It must be the government cutting off my cell phone connection to you.
I wouldn't doubt it one bit. Wouldn't surprise me none.
Yeah. The government sounds like that sounds like something the government would do, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Especially to me, because I'm outside of the back of a government facility trying to locate some unlicked stamps.
Big John, well, it's called something else. It used to be Big John or the Dirty Cure. It's actually jail. We're in.
Yeah, sure. I know where that is.
Okay. We can meet you out there.
Would you want me to meet you at the jail?
No, jail. Jail station.
Yeah, the jail. Where the police go. No. Whoop, whoop. It's the sound of the police.
It's a jail station.
Oh, the jail.
We don't have no jail.
The jail station, yeah.
No, it's a gas station. Put out, your name is Shell.
Oh, Shell, the gas station, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about it?
Well, we'll see you in a few minutes then.
Okay. We'll see you there in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right, I'm really looking forward to having you as the best man at my wedding in Namibia.
Do what now?
Yes.
Okay, he said he'd be your best man.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward for you and your sons to be the best man at my wedding. I just hope that the prince, you know, approves of you, because it would be a shame to get you guys all the way to Namibia, only to find out that the prince doesn't approve of you, and then he has to execute one of your sons.
Yeah.
That would be awful. I don't want that to happen.
I know what you mean there.
Yeah, you do. All right, so we'll see you at the post office, and then we'll get this thing sorted out. I'll have the plane tickets printed.
That's fine. That'd work.
And we'll get your passports up to date and everything. Don't worry about it. I have contacts.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you at the jail station in a minute, then.
All right. We'll see you in the back of the jail in a few minutes.
No, jail. Jail.
It's yeah, yeah, that's station. Right. Jail. I was just kidding with you that time.
No.
Bless your heart. All right. Well, you guys have a nice day.
And you too, buddy.
We'll see you in like a few minutes. How long?
Hello?
It'll take me like maybe 10 minutes to get to the Shell station. How long will it take you?
About 5 minutes.
Okay. So just hang tight for me, please. It'll take me longer than that to get there.
All right, Ian.
All right. Well, I love you guys. Looking forward to meeting you.
Too.
I love you.
You too. Love you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Here we go. That was a thing.
That guy was a nice, he was interesting, nice guy. He loves you.
I don't know what to think about that.
He's ready to go.
He was like.
That guy's just ready. He's like, that's the guy that says, hey.
Hello.
Hey, we're calling up. You were looking for that the bale of hay.
Yes.
Now, what
do you want that bale?
Oh no. Now, well, we got some extra. Now, what would you be doing with the bale?
Putting it in a doghouse.
For a doghouse. Now, dogs don't eat hay. You did aware of that now, isn't there?
You make a bed for a dog so they can, or bedding, for a dog with hay or straw for the winter so it keeps them warm.
Or you're gonna keep your dog. You're gonna make a hay bed for your dog outside.
Right.
I gotcha. We got extra hay, and we actually weren't able to bale it. We weren't able to cover it. We were all out of the wrappings. And are you able to take one that's unwrapped?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's fine. It's soaking wet.
It's been under in the loft now. Now, where isn't that you need it? Because we can bring it right then to you.
How much are you going to charge for it?
I'm not even worried about that, ma'am. I just want to make sure your dog stays warm. And
Do you know where a church is?
Yeah, I had I'll tell you a funny story about church. My Aunt Margaret, she went there for many, many, many years. One time she was going to that church there. You live near there or you go there?
No, I live next to it.
Oh, you live next to the church there. So you're up on near the hilltop there. Do you know Ann? You know Ann and Bill up there?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my Aunt Margaret, she went to that church there. Anyway, she was one time, she went downstairs. They were doing they had that social after the church service. She went downstairs. She followed the smell and the smoke, and it turned out that they had was a second basement. There was a basement and then a door that went to another basement. And inside there was men. They were wearing masks representing former presidents or different serpents' faces. And they were some kind of ritual, and they were wearing strange clothes, Aunt Margaret said.
I don't ever go there. I go to Southern Baptist down there next by.
Well, you know, that's funny that you go to that Southern Baptist there, because after Aunt Margaret stopped going to church, she started going to that Southern Baptist there. One time she said she went to go see, what's that minister's name?
That's where the mashed potato lady goes to church, hon.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Peter. That's where the mashed potato lady is. What's that pastor's name there, ma'am?
Right now it's
Aunt Margaret says she went there one time. She saw he was in the back, and I will say, I don't want to be crude, but he was not exactly fully clothed.
How long has it been since your aunt went there?
I know, because they had that change not long ago, right?
Yeah,
about a year and a half ago. What was it, huh? I'm sorry, I talked over you, I'm sorry.
Only been there a couple of years, and that was it.
Yeah, I think about a year and a half ago, she said maybe he was changing, or maybe he had a bee up inside his bonnet or something, but he was naked as a jaybird, she said, Aunt Margaret said.
I think you're talking about somebody else, not Brian.
Not good man. Well, hey, you're right next to the church there.
The third church.
Do you know, ma'am, can I tell you a quick joke about hay?
Yeah, what?
How does a straight horse say hay?
I have no idea.
Hay.
Okay.
Well, I guess you'd have to know. See, the premise of that joke relies on you knowing about an older joke where you say, how does a gay horse say hey? And then you say, I'm not going to put you through the whole thing, ma'am. And then you say, hi, and you say it real gay, like with a real effect, like. But yeah. The joke that I gave required you to have that foreknowledge that you didn't have, so the joke fell flat on its face, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah. But no.
But it was a hay joke. It was a hay joke. It's not your fault. Not your fault at all, sweetie.
I lived a third
your
before
heart.
You get the church on the same side of the road.
Oh, third house before church there, yeah. Now, the dog here, is the dog gonna be tied up or gonna be in there with the hay, or do you want me to just take it and toss it all on in there? You got some place to put it?
Yeah, I can put it on the porch for right now, or I can put it, yeah, she's got her own fenced in area.
Ma'am, can I ask you a quick thing? Now that it's the holiday season, my grandmother always had my grandmother, bless her heart, she passed away. She had a tradition that when someone tells someone a joke in December, that to just like to be merry and jolly and such, that person would return a joke. I believe it's customary. Do you happen to have a quick joke that you could return for us, ma'am?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know any jokes.
You don't know a single joke, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am.
Sorry.
All right. Okay, well, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. We'll work on it next time, maybe. Next time, maybe. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
When do you
What was your name?
Where are you going to be able When do you
name?
Think
it's
that you'll be able to bring it?
Well, Petey is the Hey, Petey. Hey, Pete, cousin Pete. Might be eating that goat chili. He had some goat blood chili he made up earlier. Hey, Pete, are you still eating that goat blood chili?
Do what now?
No.
Pete, are you still eating your goat blood chili or can you talk?
Oh yeah, I can talk. What's good, honey, baby, sweetheart?
Is that 1994 F-150? Is the chicken coupon back or did you take it off already?
I took it off.
So you can take the hay. We can put the hay on the F-150 there.
Oh yeah.
All right. Does hay? When you made that goat blood chili, did you have extras there, Cousin Pete?
Nope.
Hey, ma'am, would you like to try Cousin Pete's goat blood chili?
No, I would not.
It's got extra blood.
Are you going to bring the hay, or what are you, what's the
point absolutely, of this we call? Absolutely are. He's going to put it, yes, ma'am, he said the chicken coop. Well, you see, ma'am, we had a chicken coop that was on that Ford F-150. I don't know if you knew this, but 1994, 1995, it was an option that you could get to get a chicken coop mounted on a standard option with Ford F-150s in our state. We had that chicken coop option. It's a real rare thing. But we wanted to have the chickens, and the chickens didn't like being driven around too much. And it started off that, like, when we go to the drive-through, they were charging us for all the different chickens in the back, and that was just inefficient. So we took the chicken coop off the back of the F-150. So we're going to be able to bring that hay over with the 1995 Ford F-150. Now the chicken coop is taken off the back of the Ford F-150. All it is blood and goat meat. And beans. It's not like a Texas chili. It does have beans in it. I don't know how you feel about beans in your chili. It ain't any kind of Cincinnati bullshit.
When do you think that you can bring the hay?
We can bring the hay by any time. Now that the Ford F-150 doesn't have the chicken coop on it, anytime that Pete's here, Pete's the only one with the driver's license. I lost my driver's license after I had the incident with the manure truck. There was that manure truck.
Can you bring it about 12 o'clock tomorrow?
12 a.m.?
No, it's 12 p.m.
Because Pete does to start delivering papers at 2 a.m. So if he could drop it off at 12 a.m., that would be perfect for him. He starts delivering the paper to the seven geriatrics that still get delivered paper every day.
I'll be in bed at 12 a.m.
12 p.m. then, tomorrow then at 12 p.m., midday, noon. That's often a common time for lunch, ma'am. What will you be having for lunch? And can Pete bring by some of that blood, some of that goat blood chili?
No, he cannot. Hey, listen.
Yes, okay? Ma'am.
I got a kid here, so would you have a little bit of respect for me and everybody else?
I appreciate that, and God bless your young little child there. I love children. God bless your child, ma'am. I'll make sure that when Pete does bring that goat blood chili, that there's enough for the child, and that he brings some of those little oyster crackers that the young ones like to use in their goat blood chili.
Okay, I'll see you about 12 o'clock tomorrow.
12 p.m., Tupperware full of goat blood chili, and a nice big bale of hay. It's not going to be wrapped, so you're going to have some place to put it under.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, now that sounds good. This is funny you mentioned you got a little one. What size clothes? Because we got a bunch of clothes that we all grown out of.
He's 15.
15 years old, and it's a boy? Well, I got all kinds of clothes he can wear. What size does he wear? How big of a girl is he?
38.
36, 38. Well, that's Hey, Pete, put down goat blood chili for a second.
All right, what do you want?
What size pants did Uncle Margaret wear? Aunt Margaret, he transitioned after all the situations with the religious stuff and all the trauma. Aunt Margaret became an uncle. And Uncle Margaret, what size pants did he wear?
Good
36,
question.
38, right?
I think they were, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to go.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Uncle Margaret. All right, we're going to bring that by tomorrow. And we're going to bring out some of Aunt Margaret's clothes.
Don't.
Uncle Margaret,
All I need is to say thank you. Have a night. Good night.
All right, then. God bless you, ma'am, and thank you very much. I look forward to the joke you're going to have for me tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow you can think of two jokes and I'll have one. And we'll be square and even.
All right. Bye.
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, wow. That was weird, man.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.